Okay, so let's just briefly talk about your sister. So you have an older sister and younger sister. Mm-hmm. What were their names?
My older sister was Sonoko.
Okay, she's 6 years older. Uh-huh. Then you came next, and then after you
was Setsuko.
And how much younger was
and
Setsuko?
She's 18 months younger.
Okay. Now, are they still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Are they in California?
Yes, they live in Los Angeles. One lives in where is that? My sister lives in Torrance. She used to live in Palos Verdes, but she downsized. Now she's living in a senior condo building in Torrance, and my younger sister lives in Monterey Park.
Okay. Now, when we started the interview, you mentioned how you were born in the house that you grew up in. So tell me a little bit about that house. Where was it?
And it was, okay. We lived off of Central Avenue and 42nd Street, which was roughly Jefferson Avenue and Central Avenue.
Okay.
If you know L.A.
I know L.A. My daughter went to USC, so.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was a little bit east of the USC area.
Right, so I'm familiar with the streets. I'm just trying to picture where that is, but yeah.
It's like Martin Luther King Avenue was Santa Barbara, and Santa Barbara was like 44th Street.
Okay,
and
okay.
And Jefferson is where SC is.
Yes, yes.
And so we lived, you know, between Jefferson and Martin Luther King.
Okay, so I know where this is. Okay.
Yeah. And my father selected it because it was close to the market. And again, he was so independent, he did not want to live on the west side where most of the Japanese community gathered. He didn't want that kind of connection with the neighborhood where they all talked about each other. So he chose to move a little farther away. And so we were on the east side rather than west side, and near Jefferson High School, which was not a particularly good high school. And the neighborhood when he bought was kind of like, I would say, working class, Italian, Irish, some Jewish. But then the African Americans started to move in. And so by the time we were of school age, the neighborhood was largely black.
Mm, so you really saw a neighborhood change,
yeah.
You know, sort of transform. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, but there was a German couple that lived right next door. And these were all single family homes. We had like a 3-bedroom house, a detached garage, and a full basement, not a full basement, a small 1-room basement. That was mainly like a storage area, cellar.